The United States has called for the release of 16 civilians held by the Bosnian Serbs. The State Department said today the detainments are a violation of the Dayton Peace Agreement, a promise that all citizens will have freedom of movement throughout the country. Diplomats will raise the issue with Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic in Belgrade. On a trip to Bosnia today, Secretary of Defense William Perry rejected Bosnian government criticism that NATO is not enforcing some aspects of the Dayton Accord. Secretary Perry said guaranteeing freedom of movement is a police matter, not one for the NATO forces. In Sarajevo, Secretary Perry conferred with NATO Commander Admiral Leighton Smith about the situation. In Tuzla, he was briefed by commanders at U.S. headquarters. NPR's Martha Raddatz reports from Tuzla.
This was Secretary Perry's first trip to Bosnia. It was both a morale booster for the U.S. troops based here, and it gave the secretary a first-hand look at the situation on the ground. Perry said he was heartsick at the sight of this war-damaged country, but encouraged by the cooperation U.S. troops are receiving. In the small area where Americans are now patrolling in northern Bosnia, Bosnian Serb checkpoints have come down, and freedom of movement seems to be fairly well established. But it is the Serb-held areas around Sarajevo that appear to be the problem. Citizens are being detained or questioned or, as we witnessed, stopped and robbed of tanks of gasoline. But Perry, in an interview with NPR in Tuzla today, said that guaranteeing freedom of movement is a job for law enforcement, not the NATO implementation force.
It is, first of all, a problem for the international police force, which, of course, is not in place yet, not functioning yet. And so in the meantime, we have talked with Admiral Smith, and Admiral Smith is in discussions with the Bosnians about seeing if he can help in that regard. Not only help secure the release of those detainees, but to take actions which will minimize the chance of recurrence.
Yet Perry is clearly concerned. The haunting image of the ineffectual UN force still lingers. The secretary believes, however, that once the entire heavily armed NATO force is in place, freedom of movement will be allowed throughout the entire country and there will be no more detainees.
I don't want to be overly optimistic, Martha, but I would see this as a growing pain, a temporary problem, rather than as an indicative of long-term problems.
And if you could be more specific about what can be done now to help those detainees and to guarantee freedom of movement, which the Dayton Peace Accord does call for.
The freedom of movement is going to come with, as I said, with the setting of the force. But getting the release of the present detainees involves sitting down and talking rather sternly with the forces that are holding them. And without trying to be more specific than this, I would say we have leverage. We have leverage points which we can apply, and we will.
And you're going to insist that they send them back?
Admiral Smith, of course, is working this problem. I'm not working it, but I have discussed this with him, and he has a good degree of confidence that he can bring a lot of leverage to bear on that problem.
The secretary did have time to visit with the troops today, telling them how proud he is for their help in bringing peace to a tragic land.
I told one of my friends talking about this earlier that what I saw here in the American soldier was true grit. Coming over here in this cold, miserable winter weather, setting up camp, taking on all sorts of odds, and you're doing a great job, and you're doing it with great spirit.
Perry was joined on the trip by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, John Shalikashvili, who added his praise and received some himself in the form of an army chant.
That's it. That's the spirit. You all watch out for each other and make sure that each and every one of you comes home with you, okay? And I know you know how to do that. But that to me and to the secretary is very, very important. So God bless you all. Thanks a million for what you're doing. And now get out of the cold and do what you do so well, and that's soldiering. You take care.
Both Shalikashvili and Secretary Perry are confident that more than half of the 20,000 U.S. troops will be in place by January 19th, when the warring parties, or former warring parties, as the secretary called them, must withdraw behind an agreed ceasefire line, or zone of separation. Perry said the mission's difficulty will depend on compliance.
If we get good compliance, which I'm expecting, then this will be a relatively easy task. If we don't, if there are some of the forces are holding back and not pulling out, if they haven't done the demining, then it's going to take a lot, going to be a lot harder and take a lot longer.
And if some of them haven't pulled back, what do the forces do?
We will insist that they pull back, and that's why we're here, such strong force and so heavily armed. We're in a position to insist on that, and we will.
Perry left Tuzla this evening with hope that insistence will not be necessary, concluding after his visit that there is a real prospect for peace in Bosnia. I'm Martha Raddatz in Tuzla.